This is Kilo Victor Zero Alpha. RedditNet will be starting in about 20 minutes.
KD2NOM, I'm trying to stay awake. I'm trying, Robert.
Trying to stay awake? It's not that late.
I start about 4 in the morning. I'm pretty tired, but it's important, so I will stay awake.
Okay, well, if you start falling asleep, then don't hesitate to go home early, especially if it gets boring or anything. Hopefully this will be a interesting net, but it's always hard to say because the topic this time is a little complicated, but I don't know. Hopefully we will have plenty to talk about when it comes to antenna modeling.
I'm looking forward to it. Plus, 80 meters is hot tonight, so all the way into Africa and pretty deep into Russia, so I'm having a good time anyway.
That's interesting. I might have to give it a try later.
Yep. Fire up a digital node and give it a try. I'm only running 35 watts, and my PSK recorder is lit up like a Christmas tree, so lots and lots of folks out there.
Okay, RedditNet starts in 15 minutes. Does anybody want to check in early? This is KV0A.
KD2NOM, checking in early.
November 9, Kilo Whiskey Hotel, checking in early.
Okay, got you KD2NOM, Mark, and N9KWH, Kenneth. This is Kilo Victor Zero Alpha. RedditNet is starting in 10 minutes. Do we have anyone who wants to check in early, if you have not already checked in, that is? Please come back now with your call sign and name.
N2STD, anybody available for a quick radio check?
This is KV0A. I can hear you. Would you like to check in early for the RedditNet?
Sure, you can check me in November 2, X-ray Delta Delta. I figured that coming will surround us and see our DMR is charging.
Okay, what was your name?
My name is Ed Echo.
Okay, got you into XVD. Okay, this is KV0A, Kilo Victor Zero Alpha. RedditNet starts in 5 minutes. Does anybody else want to check in early? Please come back now with your call sign and name. Okay, time to start. Welcome to the RedditNet on Brandmeister Talk Group 98003. I am KV0A, Kilo Victor Zero Alpha, sometimes known as Robert, and I will be acting as net control tonight. This is a controlled net, so before speaking, please call net control and be recognized. Now, our topic tonight is antenna modeling software. Antenna modeling and antenna modeling software, I guess, anything related to that. Note that I will be attempting to watch the RedditNet IRC channel on GeekShed IRC on the off chance that we have any audio problems or such during the net. Before we start check-ins, does anybody have any announcements for the net? If so, please call net control now. Okay, so no announcements. So we will now start regular check-ins. Please come back now with your call sign and name. After every few check-ins, I'll call a break to confirm the people who have checked in so far. And so far, checking in early, I have KD2NOM, N9KWH, and N2XDD. So anyway, please come back now with your call sign and name to check in.
Hey, Net Control, this is AG5DB, Peter in Norman, Oklahoma. I think I'm just going to be running down, but I thought I'll just check in next year.
This is KC3MGF. Name here is Chris from Baltimore City, Maryland. Checking in.
Now with your call sign and name.
This is KC3MGF. Name is Chris from Baltimore City, Maryland. Checking in.
Okay, KZ3MGF Jeff, he said, I think. Did I get that call sign right? It's Kilo Zulu 3, Mike Golf Foxtrot.
Almost. It's Kilo Charlie 3, Mike Golf Foxtrot. Name is Chris. Chris.
Okay, sorry about that. The unfortunately, the audio on the Echo Link gateway is not always the best, so it makes it a little bit more difficult with Echo Link. Do we have any more check-ins right now? I will call later if more people show up later, but I'll give it one more shot here. So far, we've got 5 check-ins. Please come back now with your call sign and name.
Kilo 7 Sierra Foxtrot Quebec. My name is Sam.
Okay, Kilo 7 Sierra Foxtrot Quebec. You said your name was Sam or Vam? I didn't quite get it. Actually, here, I'll just look up your name and look up your name by call sign here. Sam. Okay, where did I get Sam from? That's not really a name. Okay, I got it.
Kilo Mike 4, Tango Bravo Yankee. Name is Brandon.
Okay, Brandon. I got the Kilo Mike 4, but the audio broke up a little bit after that. So Kilo Mike 4, what was the rest of it?
Tango Bravo Yankee.
Okay, KN4TBY Brandon. Okay, got ya. One last try. Any more check-ins tonight? For the Reddit net, please call. This is KV0A Kilo Victor 0 Alpha. Please call now.
This is W09B. Mike, how you doing?
Okay, W09B. Got you, Mike. Okay, I'll call for check-ins again, just in case anybody's a little later than 5 minutes to show up. So we will keep moving. I think I will add an extra little question to the net this time, which is, does anybody have, I won't call on every person for this, but does anybody have any interesting ham radio news they would like to share? If so, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard. Well, it's worth a shot. I guess it's a bit of a slow week for news. There was a Russian contest going on this weekend. I don't know, it might still be going on, and there was the Virginia QFO party this weekend, but I'm not really sure what's coming up this next week. The only other thing I've heard of is ham radio seems to be becoming very popular because of this whole virus situation. Seems that the interest in ham radio has spiked, and ham radio stores are selling radios, and people want to get tested even though all the testing sessions are closed down and blah, blah, blah. So that's about the only news I can really think of. So let's proceed with our first round of antenna modeling software discussion. The first question for everyone is, what is your level of interest in and experience with antenna modeling? KD2NOM Mark, so what is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling so far?
KD2NOM, I have experience with EZNEC and 4NEC2, both of them. EZNEC I've used more. I have a high level of interest in it, but I have a very low skill level in modeling. I struggle to use the tools. And I have modeled a couple of antennas, a couple of dipoles, and one Moxon for a 6-meter. And I would like to know more, and I'd really love some good tutorials somewhere, if anybody knows of any afterwards, where I can get more experience using the tool. I think it drives home a lot of the theory that we learn, and that's why I'm interested in it. Go ahead.
Okay, good deal. Sounds like you're about in the same place that I'm at. I might have spent a little bit more time on 4NEC2, but really haven't used any EZNEC. Okay, next person, N9er KWH, Kenneth. So what is your interest level of interest and experience with the antenna modeling?
N9 KWH. Well, I actually do not have very much experience whatsoever with using antenna modeling software. I do have quite a bit of interest because I'd like to get into building small manned portable style antennas, kind of take with me on my various excursions, I guess you could say. So I'm just really interested in listening, to be honest with you. Back to you, NetControl.
Okay, sounds good. Oops, looks like somebody said the EchoLink connection's having trouble. If anybody out there knows anything about that, if NF7i is listening, then be warned, the EchoLink thing is messed up. So I don't know I think the next person is into XDD. Okay, this is Kilo Victor Zero Alpha Net Control. Next person, NX2DD, Ed, I believe. What is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling? Okay, he may have been affected by the EchoLink thing is back up. He may have been affected by it, so I'll come back to him later. Next person on the list here who said he might be in and out, that'll give it a try anyway. AG5DB, Peter, what is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling? Okay, I guess nothing heard. So I guess he's out at this point and might be back in later. He said he just wanted to check in anyway. Okay, next up, KC3MGF Chris. What is your interest level of interest in antenna modeling and what experience with it do you have so far? Okay, nothing heard. I guess we're having some network problems here tonight or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, kind of a short round anyway, so. K7SFQ, Sam, what is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling so far? This is KV0A Net Control. Okay, nothing heard from him either. At this point, I just want to do a radio check and ask, can everyone else hear me? Someone please call Net Control now.
W1PAC to Net, I can hear you.
Kilo 8 Mike Delta to Net, he's got your coming just fine. November 9, KWH, you are sounding good.
Okay, sounds good, and I think it's EchoLink just dropped a bunch of people or something. Anyway, I will continue on and come back to them later. First I would ask, W1PAC, do you want to check in? I think your name's Patrick.
Yes, it's Patrick, and yes, I do want to check in.
Okay, got you down. And KMD, did you also want to check in? And what was your name again?
Sure, you can check me in. My name here is Bob. You don't need to call on me during any of the rounds. I'm just in a listening mode right now.
Okay, I got you down as listen only. Okay, next person. Man, allergies are getting to my throat here. Next person in the list, KM4PDY Brandon. What is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling so far?
KM4PDY. I'm just interested in everything about the ham radio hobby because I don't entirely know what to do with all of it yet. So, you know, I'd like to build a couple of antennas for myself, and knowing what I'm looking at and the directions I need to go would be good.
Okay, sounds good. We should be able to give you some tips here. Okay, this is Kilo Victor Zero Alpha, KV0A Net Control. Next up is W09B Mike. What is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling so far? I am guessing it is extensive because you seem experienced in everything.
Hey, good evening, Robert. In the net, W09B. Actually, I don't have a huge amount of experience in antenna modeling, but I was trying to, a couple of years back, I was trying to maximize a mobile rover situation, and it was fascinating. It was with Franklin Easynik, and it worked out just fine. I found this program to be fascinating. I don't have a lot of special antenna needs at this point, but I tell you, getting back into like an Easynik program would be no problem. And frankly, I think it's really pretty cool. And you can do some crazy things like dropping capacitive stubs in line in in a wire type antenna and see what it does. It's pretty amazing. So on the trial and error basis, really good stuff. Back to you. This is W09B.
Okay, cool. All right, next up is W1PAC Patrick. What is your level of interest and experience with antenna modeling? Nope, nothing heard. This is KV0A net control. I'll give W1PAC one more call here. W1PAC, if you're still there, what is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling? Okay, I will go back to N2XDD now to see if he's back on. Are you there, N2XDD?
I'm here. Sorry about that. The first go around, I grabbed the microphone. I don't have any current experience with modeling software, but I am interested. I'd like to eventually build some wire antennas.
Okay, sounds good. Next up, the next person who's probably affected by, may have been affected by EchoLink issues, KC3MGF, Chris. What is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling? Okay, nothing heard. He may have dropped off. One last time here, K7SF. You, Sam, what is your interest in and experience with antenna modeling if you happen to be back? Okay, nothing heard. I guess he dropped off. If anyone who's dropped off wants to come back and answer or ask anything or whatever later, then just call net control as you become available again. Okay, so I want to just call for late check-ins here. This is Kilo through Zero Alpha Net Control. Do we have any late check-ins? If so, please come back now with your call sign and name. Okay, nothing heard, so let's move on. So now we will do the Q&A part here, where people can ask whatever burning questions they have. First up is KD2NOM Mark. Do you have any questions about antenna modeling software? Anything specific? Anything general? It can be anything at all, including what software do you recommend, or you know, or just whatever, just anything at all. Go ahead now.
KD2NOM. So I've used both Easy NEC and 4NEC2, and I like Easy NEC for its interface, but I like the 3D modeling that you get with 4NEC2. So my question to the group is, are there any other tools out there that folks have used, and if they like them, why? And then between these two that I've mentioned, because I think they're the kind of the forefront, which one do you prefer? And why?
Okay, I can answer that to some extent myself. My feeling about Easy NEC versus 4NEC is, my main disappointment with Easy NEC is, like you say, there's some 3D modeling and stuff it doesn't do, but also it lacks the optimizer. 4NEC2 has this optimizer where if you parameterize the wire length or whatever parameter you want, it really could be anything, with a variable name, you can get the optimizer to, like, search for the optimal value of that variable for, like, minimal SWR or minimal X or, you know, whatever it is you... whatever it is you want. I mean, you could even search for what kind of capacitive or inductive load you needed at a certain point, you know, and stuff like that. I find that to be a pretty useful feature. Does anybody else have any answers regarding that? Please call Net Control now. This is KV0A. Nobody else has got any opinions on the Easy NEC versus 4NEC2. I guess most people have probably used Easy NEC because I think there's a version of it that comes with the AARL antenna book. But that is one thing I've always wondered is, like, what is the advantage of Easy NEC? Because to me, it doesn't really seem that much easier than 4NEC2, and 4NEC2 seems to do more stuff, and it's free, whereas to get the same approximate capability from Easy NEC, you've got to pay about $150 or so. Anyway, we shall move on, and maybe come back to this topic later if things come up, that if something comes up to prompt it. N9KWH Kenneth, do you have any questions about any antenna modeling related questions for everyone?
N9KWH, I actually don't have any questions on it. I was just, as you guys were talking, I jumped on the 4NEC2 website and was downloading it now. So I'm just gonna actually kind of play around with it a little bit and listen to you guys talk about it. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, sounds good. My main tip with that, with 4NEC2, there is a tutorial out there. I just don't know the link on the off the top of my head. But the main thing you want to do first is load up the simplest possible example, which is a dipole. And that's a good way to kind of try to figure out the user interface, because the user interface is a little bit weird. It's a little hard to know where to start telling you about the user interface. Once you get used to it, it's fine, but some of the options, like loading and saving files, are not exactly where you expect to find them. It's kind of like you've got the program, and then you've got... different editors you can use, including one of the editors is Notepad, for example, but there's also some kind of spreadsheet-type editors for the NEC file. Anyway, eventually you get used to how the program's kind of structured, but it can take a little bit of tinkering around with it. Does anybody else have any tips for Ken? So come back now. Okay, nothing heard. Next up is N2XDD Ed. Do you have any, if you were there now, do you have any questions related to antenna modeling software?
I do not. Back to Nick.
Okay, good deal. Let's see. Next up was Peter, but he's kind of in and out. Or listen only. Okay, next up, KC3MGF Chris, are you back yet?
Yes, I am back. I missed a lot, unfortunately, but picked up the last stuff that you were talking about. Was wondering if there are any recommendations for antenna modeling on Mac. Back to you, Matt.
Okay, that we have no idea about. Does anybody have any information about the antenna modeling software for Mac OS? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. That's a good question, but I guess it seems like there's got to be something. but if so, I guess nobody here, nobody present at the moment knows the answer. So we will move on, and if anybody thinks of anything, then just call Net Control. Okay, next is K7FFQ Sam. Are you back yet?
This is K7FFQ. Do you hear me now? I think I tried to respond a couple times. I don't know if you've heard me.
No, you must not have been making it through. You, I hadn't heard anything. Go ahead and respond to anything you want.
Okay. Sorry about that. My interest is pretty good. I want to learn to use some software for maybe if I stop renting, but currently haven't used really any of them yet. I've downloaded for NEC2. It looks pretty good. It looks kind of outdated, so my question would be, is there any like newer things coming up the pipeline or any newer software, or if it's not broken, don't fix it? And then another question is what's the easiest one to get started with? You mentioned easy is not that easy, so do most people recommend for NEC2 because it's free? So those are my two questions. Back to Net Control.
Okay, anyone with an answer, just come back now. This is KV0A, Kilo Victor 0 Alpha, Net Control. Okay, nothing heard. Not a very opinionated crowd tonight. So, I will offer my opinion, which is I didn't really see any major advantage to Easy NEC. I think Easy and Easy NEC means it's easier than typing everything into a text file and running NEC as a command line program. So it's easy from that perspective, but then again, for NEC2 also puts a user interface on the NEC command line code. I mean, NEC2 is this program that's been around forever, and I think it was written for old mainframes or something because it's been around that long. And so originally it was like, it's this program written in Fortran, and originally it was like somebody had to sit there and type in, they had to basically type in a configuration line by line, and then they would just get a report of numbers out of it when it ran its calculations, so there was no graphical front end for it or anything like that. Easy NEC and NEC2 or 4NEC2 are both like graphical front ends that make things easier. I just used 4NEC2 and I've looked at the demo for Easy NEC and it didn't seem that much better or anything. Easy NEC is actually newer. All of the software looks a little bit outdated. 4NEC2 hasn't been updated, and I don't think anyone's done anything with it in a long time. I don't know if the source code for 4NEC2 is available for other people to take up or what, but for the most part, 4NEC2 works. There's a couple of bizarre little quirks or bugs or something that are kind of in the GUI part of the software, but I don't know. I guess I'm going to just recommend 4NEC2 as far as what to start with, because it doesn't cost anything and it doesn't have any limitations on it that other than what NEC2 has. Anyone else have any opinions? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard, so let's move on. KN4TBY Brandon, do you have any questions related to antenna modeling or antenna modeling software?
KN4TBY, I do not have any questions. I'm just kind of listening and trying to absorb whatever I can, whatever information you guys care to share.
Okay, sounds good. Moving on, W09B, Mike, do you have any questions related to the subject? Please come back now.
Hey, Robert, no, I really don't. But I just got a phone call, so I'm going to be tied up for a little bit, so skip me for the next round, but put me in there after, W09B.
Okay, got it. This is KV0A, Kilo Victor 0 Alpha, Net Control. W1PAC, Patrick, are you back on the radio yet?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I walked away for something. I didn't know you had called me.
Okay. I just wanted to catch you up and get, like, what is your interest in antenna modeling software, and do you have any questions about it?
I guess my question would be a basic one. When is antenna modeling software due?
It pretty much, you can put in a wire configuration, so it could be something simple like just a straight dipole. You can orient it whatever direction you want, and it'll do things like tell you what the feed point impedance is, and it can get more complicated, like you can put in other wires, like for example if you have like a Yagi or something, and it can give you an idea of like what'll happen when the wires are spaced a certain distance and when there's certain length and stuff like that, so you can use it to kind of get a preview of what you're likely to get when you actually, before you actually build something, you can get some, you can sort of get a preview. It'll, they'll also give you like a radiation pattern, so you can figure out what the, like what the gain pattern's gonna be, you know, what the, where the lobes are, that kind of stuff. And like one question I used it to answer for somebody on Reddit, they asked like whether a screen of vertical wires would reflect radio waves for a horizontal dipole, and I basically put that into the antenna modeling software, and it showed that vertical wires, because they're polarized opposite the horizontal dipole, the radiation just goes straight through them because the polarity is wrong. So I kind of was able to do a, here's what it looks like when the wires are oriented the same polarity, here's what it looks like when the wires are not oriented, or oriented the 90 degrees, and pretty clearly answered the question with a nice little 3D graphic even. So that's the kind of thing it's good for. You can kind of play around with it. I gotta make sure my radio doesn't time out on me here. You can play around with like an antenna design and get an idea of like what's gonna happen. You can also take an antenna and like stick it on the end of a pole or something and figure out, like, you know, say you've got a horizontal dipole on top of a metal pole or something like that, you could see what effect the metal pole is going to have, which is probably not much because it's polarized the wrong direction. If you had a vertical antenna on top of a metal pole, it would be a little more interesting because it's polarized. Those are both vertical. It's a vertical on top of a vertical, and you can see, like, is the metal pole going to do anything to the radiation pattern? Basically, all kinds of stuff like that. But trying to figure out how to reduce the SWR on an antenna is a big use for it. Does anybody else have an answer for W1PAC about what is antenna modeling software good for?
KD2NOM. There's a couple other things that some of them do that you alluded to. One is that some have tools where it will actually have built-in propagation tools, and it will show you based on your current antenna configuration and the time of year and the things of that nature, just how far you can expect the antenna to work at certain wattages. And then what's really cool is that you can do things like add or remove radials on certain sides, and you can see
well, now all of a sudden you can get further out to the West Coast, or you might be able to go further into Europe. So there are tools and add-ons like that as well.
Okay, yeah, good point. Those are some things I haven't really tried to play with myself yet, but yeah, I mean, like, if you have a vertical, you could figure out, like, well, does it help if I have, you know, 12 radials versus 3 radials, and how much does it help, and, you know, where should I put the radials? It's, you know, some of that kind of stuff is helpful with. One thing, I just helped KD7BBC, that's the guy who does the hamstudy.org website, I just helped him figure out how to improve an antenna. Basically told him, well, the antenna modeling software is telling me trim some off of these two elements, and he, you know, one of the problems with antenna modeling is that it doesn't always mesh up with reality exactly, so I basically told him, like, try incrementally removing some from these elements, and he did that, and it actually did improve the antenna, so it answered the question of, do I need to shorten something or space the elements out more? And I was able to say the answer is shortening something and just progressively trim more off of this one element and see what happens on your vector network analyzer. Anyone else have any anecdotes or any ideas on what antenna modeling software is useful for? This is KV0A. Net control. Please come back now if so. Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to do another call for, should have done a call for late check-ins probably, but I'll do another call for late check-ins. Is there anybody who would like to check in right now? Please call back. Please come back with your call sign and name. VE7TWJ, Terry, just listening.
QC3NSA, Greg in Pennsylvania. I was just checking in.
Okay, got V7TWJ down as listening and KC3NSA down as listening. I guess the NSA is listening. So, I don't know. Don't say anything illegal. Anyway, any other, one last call for late check-ins, or any other late check-ins, please call Net Control KV0A. Okay, well, we're basically at the end of what I had. I thought maybe there'd be a little more discussion, but it was a little hard to, it's always a little bit hard to figure out how much people have to say about the subject. Is there anyone who's thought of a question since I asked last that would like to jump in and ask something, or just does anyone have anything up either to ask or offer up at this point? Just come back now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Charlie 3, Mike, Goldstrad. Was wondering, would you use the antenna modeling software as a replacement for, you know, other, I guess, like, analog antenna instrument, antenna analyzing instruments, like a, you know, like an SWR meter or you know, other different types of meters? Would you use it as a replacement for those things?
My thinking is you really can't do that because from what I've seen, it's really hard to get all the little idiosyncrasies of a real antenna into the antenna modeling software. Like a dipole in the antenna modeling software is kind of an idealized dipole with a, you know, perfectly small feed point with like no extra little wires going between the connector and the antenna. And, you know, stuff like that. So you really can't use it as a replacement for an antenna analyzer. The main thing you can do is it helps save you some trial and error. It can help save you on trying to cut up wire and solder it back together and stuff like that. I mean, some stuff's a little hard to figure out by trial and error. in the antenna software, modeling software, can like help you narrow in a little better on what you're trying, on whether something's going to work. And also can like plot out a radiation pattern, which usually even though the radiation pattern is probably not a perfect reflection of reality, it's hard to get an antenna analyzer. It's kind of hard to do that with something like it. You can sort of do it with a nano VNA, but it's actually kind of difficult and requires an elaborate process to figure out you've got to position the thing all around the antenna and stuff like that. So there's some things antenna modeling software is good for, and then there's some things that it's not that good for. But ultimately, it's kind of like you get like your rough design kind of figured out with the antenna modeling software, and then once you build the antenna, you're probably still going to have to like trim pieces off of it and mess with it in order to get it to really be perfect, and that's what you need the antenna analyzer for. So it's not really a substitute for a nano VNA or something like that, but it's more of a substitute for having to do more trial and error than you would have to do otherwise, probably. Does anybody else have any this is KB0A Net Control. Does anybody else have any other comments about that? Okay, nothing heard. Well, does that basically answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, great. Alright, so at this point, I guess I should just open it up to ham radio questions in general. Does anybody who's listening have any ham radio questions at all? It could be antenna modeling software, or it could be just anything related to radio or ham radio that's kind of bugging them at the moment. If so, just go ahead now.
November 9, Kilo Whiskey Hotel. Does anybody use one of those little cheap vector analyzers?
Yeah, I have a nano VNA. Does anybody else out there, how many other people use nano VNAs, I guess? Okay, nothing heard. N9KWH, did you have a more specific question about nano VNAs?
I'm not too keen on don't know how to use the Smith chart very well, but, still learning, and it's a great cheap tool.
N9KWH. Yeah, that's actually what I was wondering, whether they were worth the investment or not. I've seen a couple of YouTube videos on how to use them to check some different stuff, and I'm thinking about buying one. But yep, that was just my question, whether they were worth the investment or not.
Yeah, I'd say this is KV0A Net Control. Yeah, I'd say that. They're definitely worth $50, especially since most antenna analyzers cost more money. Does anyone else have any opinions on which one to buy, for how much money, and where to buy from, or anything like that? Just come back now.
This is K7SFQ. I heard that they just released a new nano VNA that goes up to like 3 gigahertz. The old one that I have goes up to 900 megahertz or something like that, which is far enough for most ham radio stuff, but the newer one just adds extra frequencies, and I think it actually, the store to buy it from is AliExpress. I think that's where the original developer for it sells his, so there's a lot of knockoffs, and you can get them from other places. Amazon probably has them too, but I think the original store was on AliExpress. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I remember reading. This is K7SFQ, back to Net Control.
Okay, yeah, also there's a nano VNA Reddit wiki page that's got links. There's some links to information about that new nano VNA quote 2.0 that goes up to 3 gigahertz. Right now it's sort of selling in like a stripped down version that doesn't really have a shell on it, and doesn't have a battery or anything, so it's a little bit, right now it's sort of being sold in a sort of stripped down version rather than the deluxe, you know, kit with a shell and little calibration pieces and stuff like that. But there's some information on the Reddit NanoVNA wiki page. Just like go to the wiki on Reddit and then go down to where it's ham radio equipment, I think this little section it's in, and there's a link to the NanoVNA wiki page on there. KV0A, anybody else got anything else to say or ask? Just call Net Control now. VA3WTD, I just saw your key up there. Did you have any questions for the Reddit net? We're just talking about random stuff at this point. Anything from antenna modeling to any ham radio, anything.
Actually, I did have a question. I have a jumbo spot, a hotspot at home, and I wanted to get additional range on that. And I've been considering, you know, kind of like adding some sort of amplifier node to it. But others just suggested changing the antenna type on it. I wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
Okay. Yeah, I've got, this is KV0A Net Control. I've got two ideas. One is, yeah, you could actually just add a longer antenna, like a whip antenna with a lower radiation angle. I'm not sure how much more range you want to get out of it, but that's one. The other is there's this thing called OpenGD77 for the Radiodity GD77 radio, and there's also a version of it for the Baofeng DM, I want to think it's DM1801. Anyway, what it will do is it'll take one of these relatively inexpensive radios and turn it into a hotspot modem. And those will do anywhere from 1 to 5 watts, though you probably don't want to run this thing as a hotspot with 5 watts because you'll probably end up burning the thing out or something. But you could definitely up it to easily to 1 watt and get more range on a hotspot that way. I think VE7TWJ's listening in. He might be able to tell you something about that. If anyone's got any more comments about the extending the hotspot range, please come now. Okay, nothing heard. Well, it's almost 10 o'clock, so we might as well go ahead and end the controlled net at this point. But everyone, of course, can stick around and talk about that or anything else that they didn't get a chance to ask during the net. Next week, the net will be at the same time, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's 1 o'clock UTC, but the topic will be APRS. Any questions or advice regarding APRS, the Automatic Packet Reporting System? APRS is something I don't know much about. In fact, I know almost nothing about it. So hopefully some people who use it all the time will show up to tell us about it. Please come back next week for some more exciting discussion. And at this point, I will now return the talk group to normal use. This is Kilo Victor Zero Alpha.
Thanks, Robert. Have a good evening. KD2NOM.
Thanks, KD2NOM.
Thank you, KVOA. This is VA3WTD. Thank you. 73.